How you doing, Dave? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Chavav, Daf 26 of Masechta Bava Metzia. Friends. I think we're going to do some more Bava Metzia. Let's do it. We're going to start on Daf Chafei Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Should I have made another coffee? I feel like the fact that I'm asking that question probably means the answer is yes, but it's too late. I've already had two coffees. Alright, let's... Stickle Babylon first. Alright, take a yawn break. People take breaks for like different things. Babylon Talmud, we take yawn breaks. Okay, here we go. We're going to start in Daf Chofeyam of Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom. Motzu Begal Uvekoisel Yoshin Hare Elu Shelo Ua Motzu Bekoisel Chodosh Mechetsu Velochut Shelo Mechetsu Velifnim Shobal Abayis Ua Yemoy Maskir Lacherim Afilu What's that go Sabach Motzu Besoch Abayis Hare Elu Shelo Givaldik Yawn break. Alright, let's read this mission again. Motzu begal. Okay, so if you find epis in a pile of stones, what does Rashi say? Galavon michol moshenoflo. You have a wall, it fell down. Now it's just a pile of rubble, and in the rubble you find epis. Whoa. Uvakoisel yoshin, or there was an old wall. There's an old wall, and in the old wall there's a hole. Okay, and let's say the hole goes from one side of the wall to the other. You can stick your hand right through the wall, and you find epis in the hole. You can chop it around, it's yours. Motzu b'kosel chodesh, but if it was a new wall, well then it's different. Mechetzu b'lochut shelo, if you find the item in the 50% of the thickness of the wall that is towards the outside, away from the house, towards Rishus HaRabim, on the side of Rishus HaRabim, so then you can chop it around. But mechetzu v'lifnim shabal abayis, but if it's in the portion of the hole that is closer to the courtyard, to the inside, to the fellow's house. So then, it belongs to the owner of the property. If you have a homeowner who is renting out his home to somebody else, so afilu motzu besoch habayis reidu shelo. So even if you found that piece in the house, the owner can keep it because the assumption is whoever left it there. Gave up hope. We're going to talk about. We're going to discuss in the Gemara a shtickle. Okay. But the assumption is that whoever owned it gave up hope. Okay. Tano says the Gemara. Mipnei sheyochol lomar lo shel amorim hein. Okay. So if you find epis in this old wall, you could take it because you could say that it belonged to the Amorites, who were in Eretz Yisrael before the Yidden came. Otu Amorim Mitzane Yisrael Mitzane. But why are you assuming that because you find Epis in a wall, it belongs to the Amorites? What the Yidden couldn't have put a dart in? So Lotzricha Deshosich Tfei. Well, it was very, very old. But for example, Chever, I live in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, so obviously I don't leave my house, but in Eretz Yisrael, I understand that people find very old things here, old coins and antiques and things like that. It's obvious that it's not new. It looks very, very old. So that's what we're talking about. If it's in like an old wall and you find something, it looks like it's from, Bar Kochva or something. So it's old. It's old. It's old. And you can have it. Although I think in Eretz Yisrael, is it against the law? Do you like legally have to give it to like the antiquities people? I don't know, maybe. Bakosul chadosh mechetzu v'lochutz shelo mechetzu v'lifnim shabal abayis. Ho. If it's a new wall, okay, so I don't know, a person built a house and put a wall around it, so, around the court, the yard or whatever, the property, and there's a hole in the wall that goes through the wall. So we say, if you find epis in that hole in the wall, towards the wow, I feel like all my lights are going out. Wait, are they going back? No, they're out, right? Can't tell. Yeah, that one's out. I need to switch that one. I think this one's acting up too. Chevri, Mamish had a miracle the other week. Mamish a miracle. Two lights went out. One of them, which is still out because it somehow came back to life and now it's gone again. And also the light outside went out. Now, the Indian with light bulbs, as I've complained about in the past, is that every time a light bulb goes out, I buy like 10 of them. So that the next time it goes out, I don't have to go schlep to the store again to buy more. And yet somehow every single time a light bulb goes out, I'm out of it. I have like every other one except for the one that I need. We have like every single light, it's a different light bulb. That one's one kind of light bulb. This is another one. That's another one. That's another. I see like that's another one. That's another one. I like every single light is like a different light. Anyways, so Mamish, two lights went out and I had both of them in stock. I was amazed. Now the shaila is if I can switch it. Chevet, you would think they make jokes about people changing light bulbs. Chevet, in my house, it's not a joke. It's real. It's real. It's real. Changing light bulbs is not easy around here. Not easy at all. Not easy at all. Not easy at all. It requires several trips to the store. It requires box cutters and all ladders and all sorts of things. Let's go weiter. So okay. Amar Ravashi, sakina basar. Okay, where am I? Okay, so we said that if you have a new wall and there's a hole in the wall. And then there's epis in the hole in the wall. So if it's closer to Rishus HaRabim, so you can chap it arayin, right? It's hefker, you could take it. And if it's closer to the inside, you know, like to the chotzer, so then you have to leave it for the owner. So now, Zog the Gemore, Omer Vashi, Ua, says Ravashi. Sakina boser kato, vikiso, boter, boser, shnotze. Ho. So if you have a knife, and the knife is a handle, so then you go based on where the handle is, right? Because the assumption is you're not going to hold it by the blade, hopefully. You're holding it by the handle. So if you look at the hole in the wall and the handle is facing the outside of the wall, so mistama somebody from Rishus HaRabim put it there. And if the handle is towards the inside of the wall, mistama the Baal HaBayis put it there. So if you have a knife, you go based on the handle. If you have a purse, you go based on the direction that the straps of the purse are. Because I guess the assumption is that whichever direction they're in, that's the direction that the person put it down in. So again, so says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, sakina basar kato, that a knife we can determine based on which direction the handle is in, vikise basar shnotze, and vikise basar shnotze, and a purse based on the direction that these straps are. Ve'elo, masnit de gatani mechetzu v'lochot shelo, mechetzu v'lifnim shabalabayis, ho-ho, ho-ho, ho-ho-ho-ho-ho. But one second, our Mishnah had said, didn't mention anything about the handles of the knives and the straps of the purses. Our Mishnah had a different set of criteria. If it's closer to Rishus HaRabim, so then it's in Harei Lushalo. And if it's closer to the inside of the courtyard, then it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. But the Velechzeh, one second, why don't we just see then? Ikato legov, ikato levar. Let's see, where's the handle? I don't care if it's close to Rishus HaRabim, close to Rishus HaYochid. Look where the handle is. Whichever direction the handle is, that's where it came from. Ishnotze legov, ishnotze levar. Are the straps of the purse facing outside or inside? And for the Gemara, mastisim beudru venasko. Our Mishnah is talking about. What are these things again? Like wool or something, and silver, things that don't have handles, things that don't have straps, right? These are like, you know, a piece of silver. I don't know which direction it came from. What's the right direction? What's the wrong direction for a piece of silver? So in that case, we take a look. What's it closer to? Givaldig. Tana. If the hole in the wall that goes from one end, that goes straight to the wall, is completely filled with these inyonim, cholkin. So then the Baal HaBayis and the finder split it. Pshita, shouldn't this be obvious? So lo tzricho dimshapeo b'chad giso. Well, no, what it's talking about here is that the hole is not flat. It's not straight. It's on a decline. And therefore, I might think that really everything started out at the top, whichever side is more elevated, and then it just kind of rolled down, you know, it extended down from there, and therefore, maybe all of it should go to the person who is on the elevated side. So, Madatema ishtapuche ishtapuch. I may have thought that it kind of, I don't know, spilled down lower, you know, but it really started out higher, and everything should belong to the higher end. Kamash malon. We say nisht, that even in such a scenario, they would split it. Beautiful. Im oyo maskiro la'acherim, if he rented out the house to others, afilu b'soch habayis or elu shelo, so if you find epis in the house, you can keep it. Okay. Ve'amai, ho. Why should the balabayis be allowed to keep it? Chaver, listen up. Basr basra. Wait, what? V'amai lezo basr basra. Ho. Why don't we just go based on the last person? That let's say this fellow has an Airbnb. Every week there's somebody else staying there. So far, Baruch Hashem, he's had 3 guests. Why not just assume that the lost item belongs to the last guest? Milotnan, because after all, do we not learn in a Mishnah? Ma'os shenimtzu lifnei secharei behema le'olam ma'iser ho. Chevu, we've learned this before, a long time ago. We've learned it before. I think a long time ago. Psachim, Shkolim, that's a long time ago. When did we learn Masechta Psachim? Probably like around this time. I think like around this time, maybe. I think maybe like around this time, 2020? Is that right? Is that right? No. Yeah? No. Yeah? No. Yeah? No. Yeah? No. 2021? I guess. Yeah, probably 2021. Yeah. Yes? No. Yes. Yeah. Why not? Maybe? Around this time? All right. So, if you find money by the animal merchants in Yerushalayim, ho, la'olam ma'aser, you always assume that they're ma'aser. I assume we're talking about ma'aser sheni, because people in Yerushalayim come with their most ma'aser sheni and they buy animals to bring. Wait, what does that say? To bring korban shlomim with them. So money that you find by the animal merchants in Yerushalayim, so the assumption is you have to assume that it's Ma'aser Sheni money. Behara Boyis. Now, money that you'll find on Hara Boyis in the Beis Hamikdash, Chulin. You assume that it's Chulin because they don't clean the harabayis every single day, because they don't need to, right? You're already taking off your shoes before you go in there. And what else did it say? What does Ashi say? No, come on. Yeah, okay. Wait, come on. Yeah, okay, Right, she ain't titva offer kolet shamitokshu meshupa. Ah, because it's on an angle. So stuff doesn't like, okay. They didn't need the power washers, Baruch Hashem. You see? That it's proof that the power washers are just kind of annoying because you know they don't let them on Tahara Bais. Anyways, sorry. Yesterday was raining and the power washers were power washing. Alright, today's raining too. Let's see if they power wash today. Maybe when it's raining, they can power wash without actually power washing. Because we don't need it, right? It's raining, it's pouring, it's like thundering outside. It's like a thunderstorm. So we don't actually need them to power wash. So if they want to just like walk around with the hose, they can. But we don't need the noise. Let's go weiter. So it's not motion into the face of Chayyab Eim, La'olam, Meiser, Baharabois chulin. Now, if you find money on Harabois, so you can assume that it's chulin because look, if it's during the festivals, if it's during the festivals, then everybody's coming with their meiser and stuff, and you have to be concerned that it's meiser. But the rest of the year, that's not necessarily the case, and they don't clean they're not like power washing the Beis HaMikdash all the time. So let's go back to for a second. Uvi Yerushalayim, but in Shuk Machne Yehuda, where they do power wash every single day, as we know. So B'shayim Mos Hashana Chulin. So if it's during the rest of the year, so any money that you'll find there is going to be Chulin, because most of the money that people spend in Shuk Machne Yehuda is not Meiser money. B'shas HaRego, but during the time of the Shalosh Regalim, Hakol Meiser, then we assume that it is Meiser. Okay, but let's go weiter, a shtickle more. V'am Reb Shmaya Bar Zeira, says Reb Shmaya Bar Zeira, my time, how come? Hol v'shuka Yerushalayim asun niskavit b'chol yom. Because they power wash Shuk Machne Yehuda every single day. They do, mamish, they do. Come to Yerushalayim. Come visit Yerushalayim. Come to Shuk Machne Yehuda, 6 in the morning. Don't slip. Wear good shoes. Wear boots. Timberlands. Anyways, so where were we? So here we go. So here's the point. Shuk Machne Yehuda, they power wash it every single day. So since they power wash it every single day, any money, so during the rest of the year, any money that you were to find there, so it's during the rest of the year. Not all the money in Yerushalayim during the rest of the year is necessarily Meiser money. You can assume that it's chulin. Now during the festivals, because they power wash every day, so any chulin money won't be there anymore because they power washed it away. So any money that you find on the festival, you can assume that it's Meiser money, because any money from before the festival would have already been power washed away before the festival, which is not the case on Har HaBayis, because Har HaBayis, they don't power wash Har HaBayis. And therefore, if you find money, it could have been there from a month ago. So since most of the year, it is not the festival, so you don't have to assume that, you can assume that it's chulin. You don't have to assume that it's meiser. Now, the point for our Gemara, for our context, is that, so we see from Shuk Machne Yehuda, that if they power wash every day, so then what you find on the floor in Shuk Machne Yehuda, you can assume it's from today. Because it was from a previous day, it would have been power washed away. So now, takes it back to our case, the guy Airbnbs his house. Before you leave an Airbnb or a hotel or whatever, you check to make sure you didn't forget anything. And you do a search. And therefore the assumption is that anything that would have been left from earlier guests would have been found either by the guests when they left, or if it would have been left, so then the next person would have found it when they were cleaning up. Which means memele, whatever the Baal HaBayis would find there, but we can assume that it belongs to the last person, just like we can assume that any money that you find in Shuk Machne Yehuda is from today. So that's the shaila. So why are we saying that that the money that the Baal HaBayis finds in the house, if he was renting it out, he can keep? Why don't we assume that it belonged to the last guest? That is the shaila. Alma Aminon Kamoy Kamoy Azle. So we see that we assume that whatever was there earlier is already gone, either in the Shuk Machne Yehuda because it was power washed away, or by the Airbnb because the previous guest would have found it. And it's been replaced by subsequent money or guests or whatever. So Ochonami Kama Kama Ozal. So exactly. So applying the same concept here by the guests, the earlier guests are gone, and Vahane Debasahu, whatever you find here is from the last guest, because anything from earlier guests would have been removed either by the guest themselves or by the next guest. Fine. Omer Shlokish Mishum Bar Kapore Kigon Shaso Pundik Lishlosho Yisroel. Well, says Rishlokish from the name of Bar Kapore, he made it a kretschmer. He made it an Airbnb for 3 yidden to stay there bozmanit at the same time. So three yidden were staying there at the same time. At the same time. So shmamina, so shall we then conclude halachi kirshim ben Elazar hafilu b'rov Yisrael? So should we then conclude? Okay, so we're saying that the reason why it's hefker is because there were three yidden staying there. So does that mean that the halachas are kirshim ben Elazar, that whenever you have a bunch of people, so whatever you find you can keep, even if those bunch of people are yidden? So what's this? We could swap this. So you can drop the word Ella, I guess. So Amr of Menashe by Yisrael, by Yaakov, kigon shasau pundik l'shosha ovdei kochavim. Ah. Well, you could alternatively say that he made it a pundik for three ovdei kochavim, and therefore it's saying that something that's found by a bunch of ovdei kochavim, you can, right, when there's a bunch of ovdei kochavim, you can keep it, but not necessarily a bunch of yidin. Rav Nachman Omar, Rabbi by Avua, Rav Nachman says, so Rav Nachman says, name Rabbi by Avua, no, you can even say that he rented out his place to three yidden, but still, that would not necessarily prove that in a place where there's a lot of people around and they're mostly yidden, that we were passing like Rav Shimon ben Elazar there, right? Rav Shimon ben Elazar's scenario is different than this. By Rav Shimon ben Elazar's scenario, you find Epis in a play, Shuk Machne Yehuda, right? You find Epis in Shuk Machne Yehuda, there's a lot of people there, mostly yidden. But you could say that maybe we don't paskin like Rav Shimon ben Elazar there because, look, there's just so many people there. Wait, no, I'm sorry. Meaning we don't paskin like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, which means that Chayiv Lahachriz, because whoever lost it in Shuk Machne Yehuda would think, oh, there's so many yidden here, somebody's going to try to get it back to me and it won't be Miyash. Whereas over here, this is different than that. My taima, ha'udinofo mine, because the person, right, you had three people staying at this fellow's Airbnb, Kretch B&B. Kretch B&B is the Jewish version of Airbnb. Right, let's go weiter. So Taima, Ha'u D'Nofel Mine Miyayish Kvetch B&B. That's probably the Jewish version. Kvetch B&B. Ho. Kvetch B&B. Kvetchmer. Let's go weiter. My time Ahud and Ofo Mine Miyayish, because whichever of these three people lost this item, he gave up hope. And that is why in this particular context, and that is why the owner can keep it, because Memer Omer, the fellow who lost it, says, look, Michde Inishachrino Lohava Baidi Elahani. Look, there were only two other people staying here with me. It was me and these other two people. Ami Kamayu Kamazimne Lihajuli Vlohajuli. Look, I already told them. Look, I lost whatever I lost. You know, if anybody seen it, give it back to me. They didn't give it back to me. So Vahashti Le'adru, what, all of a sudden now they're going to give it back to me? Idai Tari Le'adru Adru Niali. If they wanted to give it back to me, they would have already given it back to me. If I had to lo Adru Li, and the fact that they haven't given it back to me, but that Tari Le'migzala means that they want to steal it. Be'etzim, this guy noticed that he lost something. He saw that he knows that there are only two other people staying there. He asked them, hey, two other people, Do you have this thing that I'm looking for? And they said no. So he says, okay, what am I going to do? If they want to steal it, they're going to steal it. If they want to give it back, they would have given it back already. So he gives up hope. So in this particular case, I can understand why it would belong to the Baal HaBayis, because whoever lost it, when there's two other people there, has already given up hope. Which is not necessarily the case if you lose something in Shuk Machne Yehuda. Chevra, I'll tell you, Epis. A few months back, I dropped my credit card on a Friday afternoon in Shuk Machne Yehuda. The place is packed. I didn't give up hope. You kidding me? I went back to whatever store I was in and I found it. I did not give up hope. If somebody would have picked up that credit card, I hadn't given up hope. I hadn't given up hope. Also, there's simonim on it. But akoponim. So therefore, it could be that in this particular case, we would say that the Baal HaBayis could have it, whereas we would not necessarily say that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar when it comes to Rov Yisrael. Okay. Let's see, one second. How much? Let me stop the video. Vazdu Rav Nachman the time, Rav Nachman is consistent with his reasoning. The Amr Rav Nachman Ra'asela Shenafo Mishnayim. that if a person sees that, you know, if a person sees that there are two people walking and a coin falls to the floor, so chayv la'achzir, he has to give it back, because the person, whoever lost the coin, was not miyayish. Because he knows, well, there's only one other person who could have taken it, and I will confront him. Right? La'achzir, my time, I'll come. How do not for me? Because the one who lost the coin, lo miyayish. He's not going to give up hope of getting it back, because mei maromer, he's going to say, michle, inish achwinu lo hava badoi elahai. Look, I only have, there's only one other person over here. Nakit nalei, v'aminalei, I'll make him swear and I'll say to him, Antu dishakalte, you're the one who took it, swear to me that you don't have it. But bishlosha, if there are three people, eino chayv la'achzir, he does not, if a person, you know, if a person sees that this coin fell from three people, he doesn't have to return it. My time, akom, ha'udinofo mine vader miyayish, because whoever it fell from certainly gave up hope. Meimer Omer, he's going to say, Michde, look, Trey Avu Badar, there's two people, there's two other people with me. Inakitno lehai, if I say to this guy, hey, give me back my coin, Omer lo shakalti, he's going to say, I didn't take it, I don't know what you're talking about. Vinakitno lehai, and similarly, if I go to the other guy and I say, give me back my coin, Omer lo shakalti, he'll say, look, I didn't take it. And therefore, since each one is going to deny it, and I can't make them swear, because you can't swear on a suffix, you know, that maybe you took it, because maybe the other person took it. So then, therefore he's immediately going to give up hope, and that's why you can keep it if you see the coin fall from three people. And similarly here as well, because there are three people there, it complicates returning things, and therefore you can assume that the guy who lost it gave up hope, and the Baal Bayis can keep it. Amar Rava, says Rava, Haido Omar, that what you said, Bishloshe Enuchayv La'achzir, that it says, right, so says Rava, that when we say that, or when Rav Nachman, I guess, says that when a coin falls from three people, you do not need to return it. Lo amar in ella, that is only delays bay shvei pruta lecholchad v'chad. That's only so long as there was not enough money to go around for a pruta for each. Right, meaning if the equivalent of three prutas fell on the floor, so that there's enough for each one to have a pruta's amount of it. Well, then you would have to return it, even though there are three people. Aval izbe shav pruta lechochad v'chad chayiv la'achzir. If there's a pruta for each one, you would have to return it. My time, I'll come eim reshut ve'ninu, because I will say that perhaps they are partners. V'lo mi'ayishu, right? Maybe each one, right? Maybe they are partners in this coin, and each one owns a pruta, and therefore, you know, if one of them realizes, like, oh man, wait, I don't have my coin, so I'll be like, all right, probably one of my partners has it, so you won't give up hope. But if there is less than a pruta for each one, so then the assumption is that they are not partners. Says Rava, no, even if there's less than a pruta for each one, even if between the three of them, the coin is only worth two prutas, so each one is unable, right? You can't divide that by three and still have a pruta for each one. It would be two-thirds of a pruta for each one. But nonetheless, chayv la'achzir, still he would have to return it. My taima, emor, I'll say, shutvei ninu, that they are still partners, v'chad minayu achuli achle, limonos agavi chavir. Just one of them says, look, you know, we're partners, but I don't really know what that means. One of them, I guess, shifted his value to one of the others. So I guess the other two own a pruta, and what, one of them doesn't own any of it, I guess? I don't know, what does that really even mean? What does that mean? Mehemne adot ve'in choshen ze'ze, v'nimse shabos liyad ze lefne yeush? I don't know. Alright, I don't know. Somehow they still are a partner, and just one of them doesn't have a share in it, I guess? But the other two each have a pruta, and they're afraid to return it, because the person who lost it would assume that one of the other partners has it. Okay. Where am I? Okay. V'amar Rava, says Rava, Rasela Shenofla. Okay, if a person sees that a coin fell, Notlo Lifne Yeush, and if he picks it up before the loser had an opportunity to give up hope, Al Manas Ligozla, and this, the picker-upper, the finder, picks it up with the intention of just slipping it in his pocket and stealing it. So over b'chulon, he violates all of them. Mishum lo sigzo, he violates lo sigzo, don't steal, because he's stealing it, right? There was not yeyush yet, so he just took somebody else's coin. Umishum hashet teshivim, and he violates, you have to return it. He's not returning it. Umishum lo sucha lesalim, and that you cannot hide, you cannot shirk your responsibility of Ashava Saveda, and he is shirking his responsibility of Ashava Saveda. So he violates all things, all three things. Don't steal, you must surely return it, and don't hide from your responsibility of Ashava Saveda. So apparently this next line is super weird, and the commentators kind of argue about it. I'll just read it and translate it, and that's about it. And even though he then later returns it after the fellow was miyayish it, matanahu diyovle, he's giving it to him as a gift, the isur d'avod oved, and the sin that he did, he did. Okay. Not lifnei yeush, if he picked it up before the person gave up hope, okay, amanas lachzir, and he picked it up with the intention that he's going to return it. He saw that somebody dropped a coin. He immediately picked it up, and the idea was he was going to return it to the person. Well, acher yeush, but then after the person already gave up hope of getting back this coin, this kaven legozle changed his mind, and he says, you know what? I'm going to keep it. I'm going to steal it. Over mishum hashiv teshivim. Well, then he only violates, yet you must surely return it. Because when he picked it up, he did not intend to steal it. So stealing would only be at the time that he picks it up. And at that time, he did not intend to steal it. Also, at the time that he picked it up, he intended to return it, so therefore he did not shirk his responsibility of do not hide. He didn't hide. He picked it up with the intention of returning it. But he didn't actually return it, so he still needs to do that. So long as he doesn't return it, he's in violation of Hoshev Teshivim. Himtin lo ad shenisyayish yobalim. If he said, hey, how about this? I don't want to steal, and I don't want to be in violation of stealing. I don't want to be in... So I don't know. Let's see. What was this? Himtin lo ad shenisyayish yobalim. Ah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. If he waited until the person gave up hope, I mean, it sounds like a great idea, right? So by the time he picks it up, it's already hefker, so he can keep it, right? So he's not stealing it. He doesn't have an obligation to return it because the fellow already gave up hope. It's his, right? Re'edu shelo. But v'notlen, at that point he takes it, eino over ela, mishum lo sucha l'salim bavad. So in that case, the only thing he's violating is you cannot shirk your responsibility of Ashava Saveda. And he's shirking his responsibility of Ashava Saveda by seeing that this coin fell and he's not returning it. He's instead waiting and, kind of getting out of his responsibility, avoiding his responsibility of returning it by waiting so that he won't be in violation of stealing and he won't have the obligation to return it, but he hid. Right? He had an obligation and he shirked it by waiting, by just holding off when he should have returned it. Oh, my Rabbi says, Rabbi, man dechozi denofal zuze mechavre bechalso. Okay, if a person sees that that his friend lost a zuz in the sand, I think is what it's saying. Ve'ashkeche, and he found the and, meaning Shimon lost the zuz in the sand, and Reuven finds it. Ve'shakle, and Reuven takes it. Lo michayv la'adurilei, he doesn't have a chiyuv to return it to Shimon. My time alkom how denofal mine miyaish hu, because a person loses a coin on the beach, he's like, forget about it. Therefore, he was immediately miyayish, and the finder can keep it. Afagav the chazi the icy arbilo v'kom arbil, and even if he sees that Shimon is there with a sifter and he's sifting through the sand looking for coins, still Reuven can keep it because meimar amar kechi dunafu minoy didi hachinafu meinishachrino. Because Shimon, who is there with his sifter trying to find a coin, he's not necessarily trying to find his coin. He realizes that he's on the beach. People drop all sorts of things there, and everybody assumes, forget about it, I'm not getting it back. And therefore, Reuven can keep the coin. Shimon's, right? So Reuven sees Shimon dropped a coin on the beach. He can immediately take it because the assumption is that Shimon is mafker. So Reuven can take it. And even though he sees that Shimon is there with a sifter looking for a coin, Shimon is not necessarily looking for his coin. Shimon realizes, I lost my coin, I'm not getting it back. But lots of people lose coins on the beach. So even if I can't get back my coin, I'll get back somebody else's coin who lost it and gave up hope. So therefore, he's not intending to get back this particular coin, and Reuven can. hold on to it. Says the Mishnah, Motzah b'chanus are elu shelo. If you find a coin on the floor of a store, you can keep it. There's a lot of people over there, you can keep it. Bein ateva lechanvoni, but if it's between the counter and the clerk, shelchanvoni, well, it belongs to the clerk. Lefnei shulchani, if you find a coin by a money changer, harelu shelo, you can keep it. Bein akis evel shulchani, but if it's between the money changer's chair and the money changer, I don't know why it would be between the, what's his chair? I don't know. Somehow, Be'esim, it's like next to the money changer. Harelu shel shulchani, well, then it belongs to the money changer. Alokeach peiros mechaver, somebody who purchases fruits from his friend, from his fellow. O sheshilach lo, chavero peiros, or his friend sent him fruits. Umotzo boy and maos, and he finds in them money. Harelu shelo, he can keep it. Okay, the Gemara is going to talk about it. Umayitzru and no to lemachos, but if they were like tied up in a specific kind of way, so then you would announce it. Says the Gemara, Amar Balazar. Says Balazar, Afilu munachin al gabe shulchan, that even if they are on the table, I believe you could take them. What does the Gemara say? Near Be'ena Idogas and Turin, I think the point is you could take them. Write that. If by the money changer there's money on the table, not between the chair and the money guy, but on the table. So Ari Elu Shalo, you can take it. Okay, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Lifnei Shulchani Ari Elu Shalo, that if the money was Lifnei Shulchani, I guess just like right in front of the money changer, like on the floor, I guess, or something, you can keep it. Ha Al Gabi Shulchan, but if it was on the table, the Shulchani, I would say that it belongs to the money changer. But wait, Eim Seifa. But I'll say the Seifa, Bein Akisev La Shulchani Shel Shulchani. If the money is between the chair and the money changer, then it belongs to the money changer. Ha'agabi Shulchan, but if it's on top of the table, Shelo, you can keep it. So the Me'al Ekel Mashma Mina, so okay, so you can't learn out anything from our Mishnah because it's too ambiguous. Rebbe Elazar Amar Ha'minale, how does Rebbe Elazar know that when the money is on the table, you can keep it? Ha're'edu Shelo, you can keep it? Amar Rav Masnisin Kshisei. Because the Mishnah was difficult for Balazar. My iria detani bein akise la shulchani shel shulchani. Why does it say that between his chair and the money changer, it belongs to the money changer? Lesnei al shulchan. Say that if it's on the table, it belongs to the money changer. And certainly if it is in his chair, right between him and his chair, then it belongs to the money changer. But it doesn't say that, implying that if it's on the table, then Ari Elu Shelo, you can keep it. Inami, alternatively, Motzah B'Shulchanus, K'diktani Reisha, Motzah B'Chanus. Okay, alternatively, it should have said, if it was found B'Shulchanus, okay. So it could have said B'Shulchanus, but Adavka says, Lifnei Shulchani, apparently to imply that it means even on the table, on the Shulchan itself. Okay. Motzah b'chon, where am I? Ela shmamina afilu munochen al gabi shulchan. Even if it's on the table itself, hare edu shelo, you can keep it. Alokeach peiros mechaver v'chulei. Somebody who purchases fruits from his friends, so he can keep the. If he finds money in there, he can keep it. Amar Shlokish mshumer b'yaned lo shonu ela blokeach minatagar. That's only if you sell it. If you purchase the fruits from a merchant, ava blokeach mibalabais. But if you buy it directly from the owner, chayv lach, you'd have to return it. Meaning, if you buy it from a merchant, right, from like a fruit monger. So the fruit monger is a middleman, and it's touched all sorts of people. You have the owner of the field, and you have, the middleman, and they're taking it to Shuk Machniuda to then take it to the retailer. There's so many people involved that it's impossible to know it belongs to Sarei Elu Shelo. But if you buy it directly from the owner, well, then you can assume that it's the owner's, you'd have to return it. V'chein tani tana kamdir of Nachman, and so taught a teacher of Bryce's before of Nachman, lo shanu ela blokeach min atager, that we say that you can keep it when you're purchasing it from a monger, from a fruit monger, aval blokeach min balabais, but if you purchase it directly from the owner, chayv lach, so you'd have to return it. Amalir of Nachman, v'chi balabais ba'atzmo da'oshon. To which of Nachman says, wait, but what, I'm not so into that, because, what, do you think that the owner of the field himself did all the work? No, he's got workers doing the work, so it could belong to the workers. So I'm Ismai. So the Tanis says, well, okay, good point. I will erase that brisa from my memory. Amalei, lo. Nachman says, no, before you do that, you could say in our Mishnah that it's talking about where if you have a that by the that what the wait what that the masni I guess that the price that would be talking about when it says that if it's you purchase the balabais you'd have to return to the balabais, that would be talking about who's doing the work, not workers, but is avodim. Is Shifcha Knainis, therefore anything that they do belongs to him. So if they had money, it would be his money anyways, and therefore that is why it would go back to the Balabais. Chevet, that was Daf Chavov, Masechta Bava Metzia. I hope you enjoyed. Peace out.